our topic Bruce brought up, Bruce Johnson, approaching God in prayer. And I'm sure we know how to do it because as a Thessalonian, we pray all the time. Right? Sure. Yes, we do. So your input is greatly appreciated this morning. I have a computer at home, but I'm surely not familiar with PowerPoint. So that's why James is doing this. If we look in 2 Samuel 7:27, this is the first place where prayer is noted. Does anyone care to read that scripture? 2 Samuel 7:27. What does that say again, Ron?
Therefore your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you.
Okay. The New King James Version. What version do you have?
New American.
Yeah. Okay. New King James says, in his heart he has found it. Well, courage, heart. So prayer is a matter of heart. Petitioning the Lord. And, of course, we know that we pray in complete faith. Otherwise, there's no reason at all to pray. We know that God does not hear the prayers of what? Of sinners. That's right. So, here we have Governor in Florida saying, pray for everybody. Everybody pray. Well, the effective prayer of a righteous man can avail much.
Good.
Thank you, Ted. This is not Ted's doing, being up here late. It's my doing. But you know how time gets away from you sometimes. I'm on call right now. If the phone rings, just forget about it. Ignore it. Lord, change my heart. Help me to regard you as holy and give you the honor and respect that you deserve. I pray that you would transform my thoughts, actions, and words to bring you to glory. Amen. Anything that short prayer there is lacking? Anything lacking in those words? What's lacking, Lee?
In Jesus Christ.
Yes, we always pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is there a reason for that? Yes. We are under His authority. On earth, all authority has been given to Him in heaven and on earth. So, in some places you would hear a prayer. Pray prayers. You didn't have to 500. Someone reading a prayer there. Other big events. I was trying to recall. I think it was a NASCAR race. Man from that Duck Dynasty led a prayer. Very great prayer. And he said, in Jesus' name, yes, that's the way it's got to be, in Jesus' name. Because without Jesus, forget about it. He is our hope and authority. Isaiah 59:2. Anybody want to care to read that? Isaiah 59:2, please.
But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
So that he will not hear. So it doesn't matter how we live, what we say, what we do, although others may not be living according to the way, we're still to be holy in all our conduct. And this holiness doesn't mean that we got to be walking around with a butt hat and bowing a lot, that sort of thing. Holiness is just not doing or doing. Living right, which means you don't do what the others do. Such as what? Such as drinking? Drinking is not a good idea if anybody does. It's like walking along a cliff. It's not a good idea. Because it can easily lead to sin. And those who are in God do not sin. Sure, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's our plight. But are we to walk in sin? No, because as John reads, the one who is in God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. By this we know the children of God and the children of the devil. And how do we approach God? In Hebrews, friends, it's a little hard to read. 4:16. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace in a time of need. Remember, this is not a sermon or anything. Go ahead and say if you want to say it. We're talking about prayer, approaching God. This is a good idea to pray to God when we're about to go to sleep. Well, what's our state of mind? To enter into the closet when no one is seeing, and then we pray to the Lord. Just don't try not to fall asleep before your prayer ends. Yes.
When Nick and James says, let us come boldly to the front of grace, so we're to approach God with boldness in this text, in contrast to him saying, well, I'm just not worthy to approach God, but he's talking about how we have sacrificed the Christ that allows us to come to boldness, or as yours says, confidence.
Yes. About one and the same, confidence and boldness. Very good. It's great to be able to do this because who in the former times in the Old Testament was only allowed to go into the most holy place? Life may be in shambles. Things don't seem right. It's all misconstrued. Whatever shall we do? But through prayer in the Lord, we come together. Elijah was a man with a like nature as ours, and he prayed that it may not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the sky poured forth its fruit. And the earth produced its fruit. So let us not be worrisome, for the Lord will handle it. There's it seems like so many wrangled by life, whatever is causing the problem. There's so many problems a person can be wrangled by. Yet we have a peace of God that surpasses all understanding. A person isn't always naturally calm. They can have the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we exult in the hope of glory of God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Sherry.
I think that when it comes to prayer for myself, if there's something that's bothering me or some issue, the more I pray about it, the calmer I am about the problem, because I know I can't do anything about it per se, but I give it to the Lord, and whatever He decides is what it will be. And so then it's not my problem anymore. I'm sharing it with Him, and so you just feel more confident and more bold, either way, in just giving it to someone else who can take care of it.
And the Spirit makes intercession that way.
I do believe that with the last two phrases ago where you put "do not worry," I think that's one of the hardest things that we as carnal men and human beings face, is the fact that we are told not to worry. We're told to give our problems to the Lord, but yet it still seems that, I know for me, that even though I can pray about it, I still have that worry. I still have that concern. Is it going to work out? Isn't it going to work out? And for me, it's taken time to understand that when you turn those things over and you try not to worry about it, you're going to have the answer. And whether or not we see that answer, God is going to answer our prayers. Maybe it's not what we want to hear. Maybe He's not going to take that burden that I'm feeling away. He will give me comfort in it. But the answer that I'm looking for may not come, and I might still have that worry, but I need to make sure that I give it to Him and say, okay, I'm just going to relax and let it happen. And we as humans, or me as a human, I have trouble with that. I have trouble of not worrying.
Our timelines can definitely be different. My mother is rather anxious right now. She's in her 80s for her daughter and family. They're in Tampa, around Fort Plant City. Sister's husband, I introduced him. He's an elder at a church. Have they vacated? Oh, they're not bad. Have they vacated where they're at? No. All I've seen so far is a lot of wind blowing around. I haven't seen much damage, although if you see aerial pictures, a very serious storm has come through that area. And worrying can be a matter of a lot of negative thought. You ever analyzed what your thoughts? It's going through my mind right now over things we worry about. If possible, try to replace those thoughts with positive thoughts. Yes, this is a difficult time. I'm going to get over it. If it doesn't go through, it's not the end of the world. If we don't win this game, it's not going to be catastrophic. Even if you score 42 points in the first half, how in the world does that happen? I thought it's going to be TCU all over again. That game there. So we approach the Lord knowing that He does answer prayer. We approach the Lord in boldness, confidence. And how do we enter into this holy place? By the blood of Jesus. Well, I messed up that question. How do we enter this holy place? By the blood of Jesus. So this memorial is fantastic. It's everything. It's great. This more or less alludes to Elijah. Let me go back to Elijah there. 2 Kings 1:9. Anybody there? 2 Kings 1:9.
Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him, and behold, he was sitting on the top of a hill. And he said to him, O man of God, the king says, come down. We continue.
Yes, we need to continue there. Please.
And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I'm a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50.
Whoosh. Can you go on, Lee?
And he again said to him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said to him, O man of God, thus says the king, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said, and said to them, if I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. Then the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. So again he sent the captain of a third 50 with his 50. When the third captain of 50 went up, he came and bowed down to his knees, down on his knees before Elijah, and begged him and said to him, O man of God, please let my life and the lives of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Behold, fire came down from heaven and consumed the first two captains of 50 with their 50. And now let my life be precious to you in your sight. And the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, go down with him and do not be afraid of him. So he arose and went down with him to the king. Then he said to him, thus says the Lord, because you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal, Zebul, the god of Ekron, it is because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word. Therefore, you shall not come down from the bed where you have gone up, but you shall surely die. So he died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken, and Jehoram became king in his place in the second year, the son of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, because he had no son.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Lee. So, Do we see a difference in the approach of these captains of 50? Here's Elijah sitting down with his big old leather belt on. Just sitting there. If I am a man of God, and then the approach was a bit different, wasn't it, with the captain of 50 first? And they said, what was the difference in the approach to Elijah? Yes. You will. Do it now. Who are you? And the third one was the wise one. And credit that the third one, because the other men would have been, the humble, contrite heart approaching the Lord. And that's the way the Lord sees it. How did the angel interpret this, the third one? Go down with him. Okay, this third one is good. Good to go. He came humbly before the Lord. So the point is to come humbly before the Lord. I took this picture. Praying mantis. Our subject is prayer. And this would be a depiction of Elijah. Now, so when we approach the Lord, we do not sound our horn too loudly. We do it humbly and in submission. This was Nolan last year at the park. It was last year, wasn't it? Yes, how time flies. On the 4th of July at Cresswell. Picture of Jesus. Now, did Jesus pray? Prayed all the time. And what did he say in the garden? And he came up to the disciples who were with him. He said, rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation. So many pictures of Jesus as in wearing long hair. Now, if the Spirit says that it is, if the Spirit says it is a shame for a man to have long hair, do you think Jesus had long hair? No. And you have, of course, you had it. I don't care. Actually, if a man has long hair or not, not everybody walks, runs around with a military haircut like I do, because I'm military. That's why. So, let's watch and pray, because the devil as what? Yes, seeking whom he may devour. Personally, I don't like anything that attacks a man, a person. Any of them. Are we supposed to like God's creation, everything that he has done, made? Probably not. Mosquitoes and such and everything else. I don't. Well, anyway, just watch and pray for the devil as a roaring lion, whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are being encountered by your brotherhood in the world. So, if we have a problem, others have problems too. Now, this fellow here prayed that he might be the center of attention. Well, a little humor there. But see, the little ones aren't observant. Poor guy, anyway. Poor guy. We have much to pray for. Let's pray for our brethren, the churches in Florida right now, as Greg did. If we need to watch our words, let's watch our words before we approach the Lord in prayer. Because it does matter what we say. What we say can be destructive, and especially to the Lord. If we don't keep a muzzle on our mouth, sometimes it can do bad things. That poor lady. Where are the others, Ted? The others. Anyway. Okay. Had more slides, but...
Oh, yes.
If you think that you're impenetrable in your Christian life, just remember that the devil has vices out there that can be destructive. So we need to approach God humbly, knowing that it is the Lord's will that matters. If you think that we're impenetrable, we need to take heed lest we fall. This is an impenetrable bunker. At Kuwait, at an airfield, I took that picture. The A-10 did that, a number to that bunker, and many of them, when the United States threw out the Iraqis, the Kuwaitis love Americans because they did that. We have this this perception of Christians versus Muslims, but it's not always that way. So we approach God humbly in prayer. So, could we read 1 Timothy 2:8, please? Somebody? The T's, remember what Larry said, the T's go together. Thessalonians, Timothy, and Titus. 1 Timothy 2:8, yes, if you will, please. Without wrath and doubting, we are to lift up holy hands. You see in some assemblies, those who lift up their hands, right? Without doubting, that's essential. Because the one who comes to the Lord must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who do good. Those who try to come to God by their good works are trusting in themselves. Yes, Carol.
Yes, but where I was going to go with this, because of what Sherry and Ron were saying, it's not in the way of man to guide his own footsteps. And if you think about the fact that you give it to God because you know you're not able to find the solution, that keeps you from going over it and over it and over again, trying to find the solution, because you need God to find the solution for you that's right for you at that time.
Yes. And God looks into our lives. Do we accept the testimony of those who say that they went to God in prayer and their prayers were answered? Who we know that are sinning are saved. The point is that we should be concerned with ourselves only, not that of others. Just live our lives and go from there. Paul prayed that his infirmities would be removed. And what was told him in 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, yes. Thank you, Cal. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Now, what happened when Cornelius talked to the Lord when he first was summoned to go talk to this Saul? Lord, I've heard about this man. How he persecutes the church. And the awful things that he's done. Go! For he is a selected vessel of mine. And he will learn what he must endure for the sake of God. And did he? Oh, yes. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Yes. We deserve nothing but God's judgment. 1 John 5:14. Someone read that, please.
Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
So we have confidence in the Lord that He will hear us and answer our prayers. Ask, and you shall receive. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life to those who commit sin, not leading to death. There is sin not leading to death. I say that he should not pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is sin not leading to death. But we don't walk in sin, do we? Again, we don't walk in sin. We are sinners, but sin is not common in our lives. It shouldn't be anyway. Ephesians 3:12. Anybody at Ephesians 3:12? We have boldness and confidence. You mentioned the exchange of words there. This verse here mentions both boldness and confidence we have in the Lord. We do have definitely a privilege of prayer. And how do we have it? This access by Jesus on the cross. Luke 18. 1-8. Would anyone like to read Luke 18, 1-8? Okay, Ted.
So he was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, give me legal protection for my opponent. For a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now will not God bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night? And will he delay long over them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith?
So, do we get from this that God grows weary in our asking? No? What do we get, Joe?
He will hear us as often as we want to pray.
How often do we pray?
Pray without ceasing.
Yes. Heard one elder say, it was 30 years ago or so, but so we can pray as we're walking down the hallway. Well, if you have full concentration and you think you can pray, guessing depend on the hallway, what distractions there might be. Maybe you're in a huge courtroom and no one's even around. Okay, that hallway. But with everybody in another hallway, well, anyway, the point is, pray without ceasing, yes. So that's what we do here. That's why many prayers are offered here in service or in class. Heard some, well, one preacher said, we have worship service in class and a worship service. Yes, we regard God highly in our minds. We worship Him when we're in a class setting. Can say great things about our Lord, what He has done for us, or what He has done for others. Solomon, when he prayed for wisdom, did he love God? Yes, he loved God. In his older age, he wasn't too obedient, which is, of course, not good at all. Maybe he has some kind of medical problem. Is that a possibility? Well,
lust.
Spirituality is perhaps one thing and medical another.
He had a human problem.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You got to kind of wonder, why in the world did that happen? How could it be that God is in his life so much and he's a leader? How can he turn to other gods? So we are to come to the Lord in humility with a contrite heart. Not building up ourselves or puffed up. If you think that I think that I'm something or another, I'm wrong. Just a Christian. Not implying that anyone would do that. We can all say that of ourselves, right? By their works you will know them. That doesn't pertain to me either. So we can see from Scripture that which are written for our exhortation and the principles that are repeated, that coming to the Lord, we must be in complete submission. Of course, we're to submit ourselves to all, aren't we? Acts 20:36. Who would like to read that? And then we'll be done.
And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they began to weep aloud and embrace Paul and repeatedly kissed him, grieving especially over the word which he had spoken, that they should see his face no more. And they were accompanying him to the ship.
Mm-hmm. Sad time. Not going to see Paul again. But if you put in your mind the big picture, all things in perspective, there's a way to overcome this sadness. And did the church kind of turn around with Paul? Did their viewpoint of him change? Very much so. Well, thank you for your participation in this class. It's kind of under the weather, so forgive. I've seen a drift. Not really a drift. Completely here. Everything is good. Thank you.